on 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
I should jolly well hope so as well. The brilliant Beyonce and the wonderful single ladies. That get guaranteed to get everyone on the dance floor. Always, always is. Now, my first guest this afternoon on the phone right now, I have a lovely lady by the name of Kaz Stevens. Kaz, how are you, darling?
I'm fine, Ian. Absolutely great. Sitting in my garden, watching the birds. Yeah, lovely. How are you, darling?
I'm fine. I'm sitting in the studio, watching the birds.
Watching all the girls go by.
No, we've got lots of trees around us.
Have you?
And there's some very nice birds in the trees flying all over the place. We've got parakeets flying over our house in South Ockenden. How mad is that?
That's crazy, isn't it? Well, don't you think that since this whole coronavirus thing, nature has just turned the world around?
Oh, yeah. Completely.
It really has.
Completely. Nature's gone absolutely mad. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell everybody, I know you. I've known you for donkey's years. We've known each other. We've sung together here and there.
We have.
But when I got the email to say, would you like to speak to Kaz Stevens? I went, yes. I didn't think twice. I didn't read it. I thought it said Kat Stevens. But... And do you know what? I'm happier I've got you.
And I'm really thrilled.
Because...
And yes, we do go back a long way.
We do. We do a long way. Oh, do you remember singing with me at the Valentine pub in Gans Hills?
Yeah, you know what? I absolutely do. I think I came with your late lovely brother Russell and his wife at the time, Sally.
That's it. And you got up and we did Ain't No Sunshine together.
We did. And yeah. It was great.
Yeah, that was a good version. Now, let's forget about us now. We're going to talk about you because you've got this song out at the moment. It's an amazing version of the Delphonics tune. An amazing version.
Thank you.
Oh, and you call yourself the Classics.
What it is, I'll tell you, let me explain.
Go on.
The Classics actually was not my idea. The Classics was the idea of record producer David Stevens, who happens to be my husband too. He had this idea for ages about, you know, all the great session musicians and singers that he's worked with all his life, many years. And basically, prior to coronavirus and lockdown, every time he calls the guys and the girls about getting together, we're all busy. We're all working session musicians and vocalists, so we're all gigging or we're all touring, we're all recording, and nobody's really had time to do it.
Yeah.
But hence, now we're in lockdown, he thought, you know what, I'm going to call everybody again. So he did. And thank goodness he did, because all these great session musicians and singers were available to record their parts from, everyone's got a home studio, and that's literally how we've done it so far. I mean, we're putting the album together, well, Dave rather is putting the album together of 12 great songs,
wow.
11 big hits, soul hits, and one original that was written by me.
Nice.
And everybody's going to do them. So we started off with this particular track. It was the first one that was finished. Hence, that's why it was a single, because it was finished first.
Yeah.
There's some great, unbelievable musicians and vocalists on this track. We've got the other male vocalist is T Green, who's an Essex boy from Southend.
Big up the Southend Essex boy.
Yeah, absolutely. And T's been involved on so many hit records, you know, with Kylie Minogue and big bands and records. Myself, you know, the same. I'm an Essex girl, and I've been recording and touring with big stars like the Bee Gees and Glen Campbell, Barry Manilow, Dolly Parton, Big Pete, and all the session musicians, you know, and David Stevens himself. All those guys have played with some of the biggest artists you can imagine, Chaka Khan, Ray Charles, the Bee Gees, you know, and millions more, which are, you know, I can't mention every one of them because we'll be here all day.
No, I don't mind. You've got till quarter two.
Oh, brilliant. Hold on, let me get my list.
your drummer. You know, I've got to say, your
choir, Jeff Beck. I mean, who else? There's so many. But and we were very, very lucky to get a guy called Matt Edwards sorry, not Matt, it was Matt Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who did the mixing of the single and is going to mix the rest of the album.
He did a great job on that mix. That's a great mix.
Matt is brilliant. I mean, he mixed Back to Black for Amy Winehouse.
Oh, wow.
He won a Grammy for Mumford & Sons. So we have got some amazing people involved in this album.
But Kaz, your drummer, he's a tight man.
Trevor is one of the best.
He's brilliant. I couldn't take my eyes off him.
Yeah, he is absolutely one of the best. And it's amazing how we got this all together because Trevor lives in Spain.
Yeah.
So he recorded, his part in Spain, and we filmed the video. I don't know if you've seen the video.
I've seen the video. Yeah.
So Trevor was in Spain. We got the two brass players, Ian, who was in UK, Karen, who's brilliant. They're both brilliant. She was in Spain, in Marbella.
Yeah.
Obviously, Antigua Green in Southend, and Tim, the guitarist, in London, and Randy was in London, and us, we're now in Manchester. So we was, scattered all over the place. All over Europe, and we just managed to get this all together. But all the guys are fabulous musicians. I mean, Tim, the guitarist, he's toured with the Bee Gees for years, and he still was out touring with Barry Gibb up until we all went on lockdown.
Wow. So he's sort of staying alive then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, I've got it.
So we've got some great tracks coming on the album. We're doing some great covers.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am.
Yeah, we've got some great tracks. We're doing a cover of "Hang On In There, Baby," which was Johnny Bristol.
Oh.
"Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time?" The Delphonics.
Are you taking lead vocals on all of them, or is T taking some of the vocals?
We haven't decided. As I say, we haven't done it all yet.
Right.
So we're deciding. I mean, most of them. The point was that they were all male songs.
Yeah.
Being sung by a female vocalist.
And you do a great job. I mean, the way you sing this song, the breathiness of it, the soulfulness of it, blew me away. Really did.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah,
blew me away.
It's what I do. Like you do what you do,
yeah.
It's what I do.
Yeah, and
it's second nature to me. I don't mean to be, come across big-headed or flash. But that is second nature to me.
If it's in the bones, Kaz, it's in the bones.
Absolutely.
You can't deny it.
Absolutely.
Tommy Cooper had it with
really
comedy.
I'm proud of the single,
of course.
We all are.
It should be.
And it's out now. Your listeners and everybody can download it on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, everywhere, Amazon Music, Google Play. And, of course, it's The Classics with a K.
Yeah, I spelt it out from earlier.
Yeah.
KLASSISCS.
Yes, absolutely.
And they can find you on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. We have the Classics group and we have the Classics page.
Lovely.
And, everybody come and say hi to us on Facebook and we have time for everyone.
That's good. Well, going back to what I was saying a minute ago, Tommy Cooper had it as a comedian. Lee Evans has got it as a comedian. Tom Jones has got it as a singer. And you have, and I've got to be really big-headed, I have. It's in the bones. If you've got that talent that you could do in your bones, it just oozes out of you, doesn't it? Whenever there's the music starts, that's when it just comes out.
Well, as I said, it's really strange. I don't actually ever boost myself up.
No, I don't either, but I just did.
but I personally don't see it like that. I mean, other people say to me, oh, you're a great singer, like you've just said. I don't actually see it like that. It's something I've always done. And it's just like me, in a minute or later, cooking dinner tonight. I love cooking. That's another one of my hobbies is cooking. And I love eating. So, to me, opening my mouth to sing a song is no different to me getting the pots and pans out and cooking dinner. It's just something I enjoy doing.
Do you know what? You've just reminded me about the cooking. You were on Couples Come Dine with me, weren't you?
We were. How funny was that?
Oh, that was hilarious. Trying to cook a kosher dinner for different people in Spain. That you really took on a challenge there, and you pulled it off.
It was the weirdest thing. we used to own a live music venue in Spain.
Yeah.
And one of our customers was actually going to be doing it. They came to Spain, and her and her husband had put their names down to do it.
Yeah.
And the whole of the film crew were there in Marbella to do it. And this girl was saying, oh, we're going to be on, come dine with me, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, she calls me literally on a Sunday night and says, I've had a row. We're not doing it. I've walked out, I've left him, and I've spoken to the producer, and I've given him your phone number. He's going to be calling you, and I told him that you and Dave would step in.
The curse of television.
Oh, my God. I said, we can't do it. I'm not prepared. We're working. We're gigging.
Oh.
No, I've told him you'll do it because you're a great cook. And that's how that came about. And literally the following morning, they were in my apartment at like 6:30 in the morning, knocking on the door, ready to film.
Oh, wow. That's mad. Because I also had another couple of friends from Gans Hill. Danny Kirsch. Do you know Danny? He's a producer.
Yes, I do.
He was on it as well.
I do.
He did it, but they did a vegan meal. Because him and his wife are vegans. But it wasn't
very nice too, but I love my meat.
Wasn't as funny as yours. Yours was good. Yours was good. Anyway, so let's get back to the track. When okay. You get right down to it is the name of the song.
It is.
As you said, it's available on all digital formats.
Yep.
And people
it's only 79 pence. I mean, bloody hell.
It's nothing. 79p. Nothing for a great track. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little upset that there's no other tracks to play at the moment, because off the back of this, I just can tell that the album is going to be amazing. And
It's going to be amazing.
I mean,
we're in the position now where we're actually deciding what track. We've got three that we've been doing.
Yeah.
And we are just now saying, what should we put out next?
Give me the three. I'll give you my opinion. Go on. Tell me the three.
Okay. Well, actually, there's four. There's Hang On In There, Baby.
Yeah.
Johnny Bristol, which we've done a great version of.
Hang On In There, Baby.
That's the one. And Please. Natural High.
Ooh.
Which is my personal favourite.
That's a good tune.
It's a great track. Love Won't Let Me Wait, another great track. Oh,
Major Harris.
Oh. Yeah, and Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time?
I think Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time has been done a few times. It's either Hang On In There, Baby.
Yeah.
Or the one you said after that. What was that?
Natural High.
It's out of those two, in my opinion.
Well, for me, it will be Natural High.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a joint decision. We run it by everybody.
Of course, it's a band.
And then we vote on it.
Yeah. Good. Well, look, I am going to be chomping at the bit to hear these tunes, because although this is a classic 70s soul track, the guy that mixed it has actually put a 21st century feel to it. And
that's exactly why we wanted Matt Lawrence to do the mixing.
He's done such an amazing job. And the first time I heard that, I thought, this is a great tune. It's a 70s soul classic, but it's got that 21st century feel to it. And you've definitely pulled it off. And all I can say is good luck with it. Good luck with the album. When the album comes out, I want you back. We're going to talk about the album.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And maybe next time we'll have a chat about your brother as well.
Well, why not?
Bless him. I love him to pieces.
Why not?
How is he, by the way? I've told everyone who your brother is.
Absolutely fine. He's
good.
Absolutely fine.
Good. As long as he's having a monster time, we'll all be well.
Absolutely.
And good luck with the single. Give my love to Dave as well.
Thank you, darling.
All the way up there in Manchester. I can't believe you're in Manchester.
Well, it's a great music scene in Manchester.
And a slap for me to come and see you.
Well, never mind. You can get the train. It's not too bad. An hour and 58 minutes.
Oh, it's all right. I drive everywhere. Please go when all this is over.
From the airport.
But no, when all this is over, I'll get in the van and trundle up.
Or I will get in the car and come up to London.
Well, you never know. We could end up having fish and chips in.
We may very well be doing that.
In the city. And I could be singing to you.
Listen, nothing would please me more.
Oh, and on that happy note, I'm going to play your tune. Thank you very much, Kaz.
Lovely speaking to you, and thank you to all your listeners.
A pleasure. You take care. God bless.
Take care. God bless.
Oh, this is the classics, and When You Get Right Down to It.
you get right down to it. Isn't this a moment what it's all about, boy? And when you get right down to it, don't you just think this moment takes everything? Holding you, touching you. Boy, I need a whole lifetime to do all the things that I want. Down to it, doesn't this emotion wash away the bad times? And when you get right down to it, doesn't the hurt you ever felt disappear? Holding you, touching you, boy, I know that this magic just
I'm gonna be-